Chapter 5. The toy nightingale didn't sing. It couldn't. The Emperor of China was very sad. He closed his eyes, but he could still see the faces, and he could still hear the noise. Remember! Remember! Then he heard another noise. He opened his eyes. He saw the little kitchen maid near the door. I know you are sad, she said. You need the nightingale. The little kitchen maid showed her arm. The nightingale from the garden sat there. Come here, said the emperor. And the little kitchen maid came to him. The bird flew from her arm to the silver perch. The emperor looked at the toy nightingale with the diamond eyes. It could not sing. And he looked at the little grey nightingale. Sing, little bird, said the Emperor of China. The nightingale started to sing. The faces of the emperor's mother and father, his friends and his teachers stopped talking. They went, and there was no noise from them. The little grey nightingale sang, and sang many different songs. It sang about the flowers and the trees in the Emperor of China's garden, about the sea, the sky, and the animals. The Emperor of China was happy. Little bird, he said, you came back. Your beautiful songs are helping me. I want to give you something. I don't want anything, said the nightingale. I am happy because you are happy. I will sing to you again. You will be better tomorrow. The Emperor of China went to sleep, and the bird didn't stop singing. It sang all night, and in the morning, the emperor's servant found the emperor asleep. He was better. The bird sat on the silver perch. It sang a beautiful song. The little kitchen maid sat near the door. She was asleep too. What are you doing here, girl? Asked the emperor's servant. The little kitchen maid opened her eyes. I'm sorry, she said. The emperor was sad, so I found the nightingale for him. The nightingale sang, and now the emperor is better. You are a good girl, said the emperor's servant. The sun shone in the window, and the emperor's servant was happy. You are well again, he said to the emperor of China, and the nightingale from the garden is here again. The emperor opened his eyes. Yes, my nightingale is back. It will stay with me now. It will fly in the palace and in the trees in the garden. It will be free, and it will sing to me every day. He looked at the little kitchen maid. Give this little girl and her mother the toy nightingale with the diamond eyes. Then they will not be poor, and they can live happily too.